back in 1990, I was working in a mine, and I was involved in caving, and it crushed my back, and I ended up in emergency surgery, and it left me paralyzed. And anyhow, my wife of over 20 years at the time told me she didn't want me to come home because I couldn't walk. And she couldn't deal with it, so I went into a rehab facility to learn how to deal with a wheelchair, because they told me I'd be in a wheelchair the rest of my life. And I fired my doctor, told him I never want to hear that ever again. I never want to hear that them words come out of anybody's mouth. I'm not a paraplegic, and I'm not ever going to be a paraplegic. And anyhow, I went into the rehab facility, and my physical therapist, he had been listening to Jose Silva. He'd gone to a seminar and had some cassette tapes of Jose, and I was really feeling sorry for myself, and I was in the rehab center just fighting it all away. I was really depressed, and he said, listen to this, and I listened to it, and it took me a while to really get into it, but I was in this rehab facility for 8 months, and when I left there, I walked out of there, and it was, I believe it was because of my attitude, and I changed my attitude when I started listening to Jose Silva, and now my motto is, every day in every way, I'm getting stronger and stronger, and I've been telling myself that for, well, the better part of 20 years now. I meditate daily. I live on the ocean, and I go to the beach and listen to the waves lap on the beach at 6 o'clock every morning while I meditate. It's been a real inspiring program for me, really. I really enjoy reading about Jose Silva and even the American Monk. I do visualization. I visualize myself as a young man still and running around playing football, and you know, I think that's what really helps me on a day-to-day basis is my breathing techniques and my visualization program that I put myself through while I meditate. And I think I've kind of taken what I've learned from Bert and from Jose and added my own twist to it, and it helps me. I mean, it's an inspiration on a daily level for me. It really is. I'd recommend it to anybody, you know. I tell everybody about my meditation. After my divorce, I moved out here to Washington, and I feel like I've got a calling. I've been teaching the elderly how to breathe properly. Most people don't breathe properly nowadays, and so I've been teaching deep breathing techniques at the Senior Citizen Center here, and you know, trying to instill in them that not only is breathing properly a big part of longevity, but you know, to visualize themselves getting around better than what they normally do, and being in better health, and just keeping an upbeat attitude. And I feel like the people that I've been working with have benefited just from what little I've been able to share with them.